Kevin Papp joining us, Minnesota Farm Bureau President. And Kevin, you know what? The landscape down here is a lot different from central Minnesota. They got a little more winter down this way.
We do. We were blessed with anywhere from a foot, maybe close to 18 inches of snow in the area. I guess it's winter now, but that only makes sense. MinAg Expo is all about the winter and winter roads.
You talk corn, you talk soybeans. This all factors into just agriculture, this Minnesota agriculture ball we have. It all plays a role. It all interconnects.
It does, you know, and we've learned that in agriculture, that working together works. And whether it's farm organizations like this, whether it's the checkoff, working with the grower groups, other groups working together, we really do need to work together to accomplish a whole lot more.
Now, Kevin, I know you're going to take part in a farm bill panel here. And, you know, we were told kind of February. Now it's kind of getting pushed to March a little bit. A lot of people interested here.
Yeah, I really need to get going on that. Time is going to be one of those things on the floor. But you don't want to do a farm bill too close to an election season. Everybody kind of changes their attitude and perspective and things like that. So we really are urging them to get going. We know Chairman Conaway and Congressman Peterson are ready on the House side, certainly want to continue to move in that direction.
Are cotton and dairy kind of holding this bill hostage? Not to be negative or anything, but I know they've drawn some of the premier attention, I guess, when you talk farm bill.
Well, we know we're going to have a cotton and dairy fix. That's something that's very important. Ideally, we get that fix in our budget bill that we need to get done as well, get some money in there, fix it before we start the farm bill. Unfortunately, if we don't get that done and we have to fix it in the farm bill, this is a zero-sum game. There's not going to be a lot of new money in this. And if we have to find money to fix cotton and dairy out of other programs, it's going to be ugly.
Kevin Papp joining us, Minnesota Farm Bureau President. Kevin, as we go down the list of concerns and needs and wants, and NAFTA, of course, is still there in the corner. Last week at Minnesota Port Congress, I lost count of my tally sheet on how many times they told us what percentage of our pork goes overseas and gets exported. This is a must here for agriculture, isn't it?
It is. We're so fortunate we grow more than we can use. And just from Minnesota, you know, over 24% of our ag exports are going to Canada, just about 24% to Mexico, 48%, nearly half of our exports are to our neighbors to the north and the south. And it is so important, especially with low prices that we've got now, low commodity prices. The way to raise them is to increase demand. We want to increase demand in other parts of the world. But if we lose a lot of that demand, just imagine what's going to happen to prices.
Kevin, some other topics being discussed, ethanol, biodiesel. It's going to be a big year for the soybean folks with biodiesel and that mandate here in Minnesota. From a Farm Bureau perspective, ethanol, biodiesel, does this all fit in the equation for agriculture?
I think what fits in the equation for agriculture and, quite frankly, rural communities is adding value. Whether you're adding value to the corn and soybeans as a fuel, whether you're adding value with animal agriculture, you're in a part of the state where there's an awful lot of hogs in this area, a lot of livestock, that's a way to add value. That's not only good for the farmers in this area, but it's good for those rural communities, the school district, the tax space, everything else. We want to do everything and anything we can to add value to our commodities we raise as close to home as we can.
Kevin, I know you're involved during the year on many boards and you go to many meetings, and I saw you in this morning in a seminar regarding pollinators. Where are we sitting in that scenario, in that whole situation in the state? Is that relationship better or is it kind of stagnant right now?
Well, kind of depends on who you listen to and who you're talking about. You know, about 95% of the bees in Minnesota are owned by about 5% of the people. So with that group that are commercial beekeepers, we work a lot with them. They understand agriculture. We work together. It's kind of that other 95% of the beekeepers that have that 5% of the bees, that one or two colonies in their backyard, a lot of concerns. And really, agriculture is kind of a target, treated seed, neonics, things like that. So we need to work together. We're going to continue to improve our relationship with both groups, but there are some real concerns.
Kevin, kind of in that same realm, a final question, dicamba has come up in a lot of conversation. Minnesota has taken a very proactive role in trying to educate producers out there, and It seems like they're doing a lot of things other states have not done yet.
Well, in agriculture, really any industry, professional development is so important. And that's one of the things we're seeing right now. We'll actually see it as part of this MinAg Expo, a chance to do that professional development, learn more about the products, the co-ops, the different farm service agencies are doing a lot. And we want to continually improve not only our products, but continually improve our practices using those crop protection products.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us on Noontime News. Kevin, we appreciate your time as always.
Well, appreciate it, and it's great to have you here face-to-face, on the floor, in the delegate session, in the trade show. It's good to have you out and about. We really appreciate making the trip.
A lot of folks, they were worried. They thought you just did AgriTalk at the 10 o'clock hour. They weren't sure you were available at any other times, you know.
I'm available for you, Joe, anytime.
Kevin Papp joining us here on KASM Radio.